Building real-time features into apps, things like live chat or collaborative tools, it can be a real maze sometimes, wouldn't you say?
It really can be.
But developers often feel stuck between these clunky workarounds, or like they have to rebuild their whole app from scratch.
Yeah, it's a common dilemma for sure.
But that's what's so interesting about our deep dive today, right? We're looking at Centrifugo. This open source server might just be that shortcut developers are looking for.
Yeah, it could be a real game changer. Like Centrifuge is kind of like the hidden engine that's powering all those, whoa, how is this happening live features we've all come to expect. But the cool part is, it's without all the usual headaches.
Okay, so let's break down what Centrifugo actually is. We keep saying open source server, but give us the elevator pitch. What's the core idea here?
So imagine a super efficient messenger, right? And it's just tirelessly delivering these real-time updates to users across websites, apps, whatever. That's Centrifugo.
So are we talking like chat apps or those live comments you see popping up on news sites, even multiplayer games?
Exactly. Anything where you need that, like instant synchronized feeling. And here's where it gets really cool. Centrifugo is language agnostic. That means it doesn't really matter what your app is built with, JavaScript, Python, Ruby, you name it. Centrifugo can probably talk to it.
That's huge. So developers don't have to rewrite their whole app just to add some real-time magic.
Nope.
In fact, the source material we were looking at mentioned it could save months, if not years, of development time.
Oh, absolutely. There was even a case study where a team used Centrifugo and it cut their development time by like 80%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a game changer, especially for folks working with frameworks like Django or Ruby on Rails. These frameworks weren't really designed for those constant real-time connections.
Now, we keep seeing this pub-sub model come up. Can you break that down for us?
Sure, it stands for publish subscribe.
Okay.
Yeah, so think of it like a news feed, but way more targeted. Centrifugo is like the curator, organizing all these different streams of information into separate channels.
So, if I'm building a sports app, I could have a channel for each team, and users only get updates about the teams they actually follow.
Precisely. Or, say you're making a news app, right? You could have different channels for tech, sports, politics, whatever. Centrifugo is like this personalized delivery system. Make sure each user only sees what they're interested in.
Keeps things nice and efficient.
Exactly.
Okay, this is all making sense so far, but there's one thing that caught my eye in the source material. It mentions Centrifugo is soft real time. So, should developers be worried their live updates are going to be slow? What's the catch there?
That's a great question, and it's an important distinction to make. So when we talk about soft real time, it's more about like setting the right expectations. It's not about being slow or anything.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, Centrifugo is built for speed, but it's not trying to be like a high frequency trading system, where milliseconds can cost you a fortune. So
Right.
yeah, for most apps, we're talking about differences of milliseconds. Users aren't going to notice a thing.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, the source material also mentioned these cloud-based solutions for real-time stuff. Services like Pusher and Ably came up. What are your thoughts on those?
Oh yeah, those are fantastic services. They're super convenient, especially when you're just starting out and need to get something up and running quickly. Just sign up, plug in an API key, and you're good to go.
So where does Centrifugo fit into all of this? Is it like one size fits all, or are there times when one approach makes more sense than the other?
You hit the nail on the head. It
Yeah.
really comes down to control versus convenience. With those cloud-based services, you're essentially renting, right? You're renting their servers, their expertise.
Made sense.
But with Centrifugo, you're self-hosting. So you've got way more control. You're calling the shots in the infrastructure, the data, how it scales. It's all you.
So more control, but potentially more work to set it all up.
Exactly. But there's another big factor, cost.
Okay, tell me more.
Self-hosting can be way more cost-effective in the long run, especially if you have a large application.
Oh, I see.
It's like renting an apartment versus building your own house,
Yeah, that's a great analogy. With building a house, you get to make all the decisions,
Yeah.
but you're also on the hook for all the maintenance.
Exactly. It's about picking the right tool for the job, right?
Okay.
Weigh the trade-offs.
For sure. Now, we talked earlier about how Centrifugo can be a game changer for frameworks like Django that weren't really built for real-time interactions.
Right.
Can you help us understand that better? What's the key difference here? So help us understand that better. How does Centrifugo bridge that gap for frameworks like Django?
Okay, so picture this. You've got a typical web app, right? Built with Django, let's say. Traditionally, it's handling one request at a time. User loads a page, server sends the data, boom, connection closed.
So it's a one and done kind of deal?
Exactly. But with real-time features, that whole model kind of falls apart, you know?
Right, because you need that connection to stay open so you can push updates instantly.
Exactly. And constantly juggling all those open connections, it can really bog down servers that weren't designed for it, especially as you get more and more users.
So that's where Centrifugo swoops in to save the day.
You got it. It's like this dedicated intermediary, right? Expertly managing all those persistent connections so your main app doesn't even have to break a sweat.
So it's like having a specialized team just for communication. Frees up your main development team to focus on the actual app features.
Exactly. Now they can focus on building those cool features without worrying about bogging down the server.
Now, we talked earlier about how Centrifugo could save developers months, if not years, of development time. That's a pretty bold claim. What makes it such a time saver?
Well, it's a few things. First off, Centrifugo has these ready-made client libraries. Think of them like translators between your app and the server. They handle a lot of the complex coding work for you.
So developers don't have to write all that code from scratch.
Exactly. It's like having a pre-built foundation to build on. Saves you a ton of time and effort. Plus, you've got the documentation and the community support, which are both top-notch. That could be a lifesaver when you're, you know, trying to troubleshoot something or figure out a new feature.
Speaking of new features, we haven't even touched on some of the more powerful things Centrifugo can do, like horizontal scaling and message history. What's the deal with those?
Ah, those are like your secret weapons when your app starts to take off. So with horizontal scaling, you can just keep adding more Centrifugo servers as your user base grows, handles those increasing connections without missing a beat.
So it can grow right alongside your app. That's crucial for anything that's built for scale.
Absolutely. And then there's message history. Let's say a user joins a chat room late, right?
Yeah.
Centrifugo can actually give them a recap of what they missed.
Oh, that's really cool. So they don't feel lost just because they joined the conversation late.
Exactly. It's all about creating that seamless experience for every user.
This has been so insightful. We've covered so much ground today, from the basics of how Centrifugo works to some of its more advanced features. So if someone listening is thinking, okay, this Centrifugo thing sounds awesome. Where do I go from here? What would you tell them?
First things first, dive into the Centrifugo documentation. It's surprisingly easy to understand and walks you through everything from setup to more advanced configurations.
And don't forget about that awesome community we talked about.
Oh, right. They're super helpful. Don't hesitate to reach out, ask questions, experiment. See if Centrifugo is the right fit for your project. You might be surprised at what you can build.
I think you're right. It's been amazing to explore the power of Centrifugo and all the doors it opens for developers. It really makes you think. With real-time features becoming the norm, is Centrifugo something every developer should have in their toolkit?
It's definitely a valuable tool to have, especially in today's world. Even if you're not building a real-time app right now, understanding these concepts can give you a real edge. It's all about staying ahead of the curve.
Food for thought. A huge thank you to our expert for demystifying Centrifugo and showing us what's possible. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep building, and keep those innovative ideas flowing.